Chapter 1. They were called the Dog Sox, not the White Sox or the Black Sox or the Red Sox, but the Dog Sox, because the guy who bought the team liked dogs, and he had dogs embroidered on his shorts and a dog following him around, and he had a pair of socks given to him by a beautiful woman who, in the heat of the moment, thought they would look good on his naked feet. That had tiny dogs on them. On the socks, that is, not his feet. So he gave the woman the team. She liked baseball, and she liked sitting in the owner's box, which wasn't actually a box. It was a folding chair behind home plate, behind the netting that kept foul balls from ricocheting off the crowd, which wasn't much of a crowd. Still, on a soft summer night in Knight's Landing, under the dim glow of the lights from the three outfield poles, it had the feel of real baseball. And she drove 2 hours from San Francisco to sit in that folding chair and have a Trout Slayer beer. When Ray Adams bought the Knight's Landing Dodgers, he renamed them the Dog Sox. There was a black lab on the cap of each player, and he hired a kid from Yuba City High School to climb into a costume and prance around the field. It was a black dog costume, and if you squinted your eyes, you could imagine that it was a big dog, and not a kid in a dog suit. The head was pretty realistic, and the big moment was when the dog went over to the backstop net and pawed his way around it to the folding chair and lay down next to the woman who owned the team so she could pat him on his head. And then he would whip off his dog's head and sit up, and she would lean forward and kiss him on the forehead, and the crowd, all 85 of them, would erupt in a cheer. Of course, what she didn't realize was that the kid cherished that moment more than the crowd did, because when she bent forward to kiss him on the forehead, he got to look down her blouse at her tits, and sometimes she had on this black bra that didn't really cover them all that well. And then he put the dog head back on, and he went wild.